Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Get ready for Mind Shock with Dr. Ron Dalrymple, the premier podcast in the world, bringing you hidden truths about your mind's incredible powers. Get ready to free your mind.
Hello, folks. This is Dr. Ron Dalrymple. Welcome to Mind Shock, a show designed to shock you out of your shoes of what's going on in the world, politics, psychology, science, world at large. We cover the issues most people won't touch, shocking things going on behind the scenes. We do a behind-the-scenes type analysis, given a point of analysis of psychology and political science, political psychology and so forth, and forensic psychology, which I've done for many years, applied to world governments and systems and whatnot, but also systems analysis to give you ideas and insights what's truly happening, moving forces behind the scenes. In any case, I do want to mention first we have one of our classic books that has been re-released called The Inner Manager. This is the second edition revised. The Inner Manager, second edition revised. Mastering Business Home Itself. It's a remake of the book, which has been a bestseller many times on Amazon. It's now free. Well, I'm actually saying this on 9/18. It's free on Amazon for 3 days. You get it for zero, download it for zero. By next week when you hear this, or next Monday, it probably would be like $1.99 to download it. It's a book about motivation, positive thinking, how to build up your memory, your concentration, your visualization, your imagination, your willpower, how to basically recreate your life. You turn from wherever you are now to much greater success. The book's gotten great accolades from many people. It's been read by folks all over the world. And it's been read by a lot of really famous people. I used to give it away to people in Hollywood and whatnot. You know, maybe 100 books that I gave to, like Clint Eastwood and Oliver Stone and who else, all kinds of people. Also, who's that guy? Al Pacino. Yeah, great actor. Anyway, so it's a really powerful book. It's one of the classic books on motivation, so check it out, folks. It's on Amazon. And it's free for these 3 days. It'll be like $1.99 right after that. So anyway, they want to talk about a lot of fascinating things happening in the world. We've been talking about the power of the mind, how to develop the power of your mind, which also is covered, of course, in The Inner Manager and other books like Quantum Field Psychology and one of our films, The Endless Question. So those people probably covered last time. The first great keys to a higher state of consciousness or mind begin with deep relaxation. That means trying to be relaxed most of the time. Of course, it might be possible due to this crazy, frantic world we live in, or chaos around us going on. It's better to be totally relaxed when folks are in financial trouble, oil prices, food prices so high, world at war in two places, another war is threatening, politics going out of control in many directions, and things happening behind the scenes are very upsetting. But what we want to do the best we want in our lives and deal with things is stay cool and stay calm as best as possible. Deep relaxation, almost deep breathing, positive thinking, and stay cool at all times, exercise, eating right, thinking right, feeling right, will help put you in the best possible position to deal with stress as it comes up. We develop on negative thoughts and negative feelings, they create a lot more stress, a lot more anxiety. And people with low back problems often have a lot of depression and anxiety. So negative thoughts tend to oscillate or focus in the lower back. They feel like they're taking away the world on their shoulders. Very often medical diseases and psychological conditions also reflect what a person is thinking about and dwelling about. What you think about, of course, we're talking about is energy, thought energy. Your emotions are more like magnetic energy. So these influence your body profoundly. That's why deep relaxation is a huge key to put you in a state of mind to truly use your inner powers and your abilities, which we're going to talk about more today, and which is also in the books we talked about. So a calm state of mind takes training. time in resolving many of the thought-emotion fixations within our mind and emotions. Much of the growth in life, of course, with stress and anxiety and neglect, abuse of childhood, many people are verbally, emotionally, physically, or even sexually abused. It profoundly influences their state of mind. Profoundly influences their self-esteem, their self-image, how they think and feel about themselves. Being abused profoundly affects kids. So it's so important to protect children from this type of influence, if at all possible and when possible. That's why there's so many agencies now working towards helping children that are not abused and neglected, because it profoundly influences them for the rest of their lives. They can't overcome it. It takes work. In the case, we have these thought-emotion fixations which develop within the deep mind, within your subconscious. So, child is beat up on, put down. I knew one child, for example, who's always told by his adopted mother that he's no good, he's worthless, he's not been born, and so forth. This profoundly influenced his child to the fact that he took some actions later in life which were horrendous, reflecting how he treated as a child. He acted out with his rage against the world. He'd been abused verbally, emotionally, physically. And eventually, he was humiliated in a mass social media sense, which made him blow up and act out in a profoundly, profoundly destructive way. So the influence in early life set the keys for how we evolve. But, of course, they can be changed. The thought emotion fixations often occur before the age of five. So the ego mind is generally formed by five, which means a person has the rest of their life to overcome what they mislearned in early childhood. Unfortunate, but often true. So these thought emotion fixations block and occlude our progress to higher states of mind until they're removed. So relaxation is a big key. We'll talk a bit more later on in these talks and some of our other works. We have several other books in production right now. And the next great key is concentration. Learn how to concentrate your mind. Profoundly important. Because thought is energy. And thought must be focused. Make things happen in your life that you want to make happen. Your mind jumps from topic to topic to topic, which is caused by anxiety, caused by thought. People change their mental frequency constantly. Pot can raise the mental frequency to a certain degree, but it also makes your mind free associate. So long-term effects are that you jump and jump and jump from thought to thought to thought. It's hard to concentrate. The best concentration. Of course, you don't need drugs at all. You don't need drugs and alcohol in your life at all. They're just habits we adopt in this world. And they're pushed apart, of course, by the negative forces behind the scenes. You really don't need them. And they might need some medication, of course, for medical reasons. That's a different matter. If absolutely necessary. But the vast majority of medications prescribed, some analyses say, also are overprescribed. In any case, your body works best when it works on its own. When it's healthy, when you get exercise, good diet, means organic food, probably drinking very clean water, so forth. Do not smoke anything. Smoking is very bad for your system. You take it in your lungs, your heart, your whole bloodstream. Alcohol, very little alcohol, if any. Probably none is best. Maybe some, depends on the person and whatnot. In any case, having a healthy lifestyle is a great key to being relaxed and also to be able to concentrate. I might practice some concentration exercises, like one technique is to stare at a dot on the wall and try and hold your concentration on just that dot, not allow any thoughts to interfere. That's very hard to do because your mind constantly tries to throw other thoughts at you. Your mind tries to free associate, link up to other thoughts, images, symbols, ideas. The more you can concentrate on one idea, the better. I also go into a state of relaxation. We talk about deep breathing. You tense and relax muscles, get more relaxed. And focus your mind on, say, one concept, like, say, world peace for all. You might think about projecting from your being divine light, white energy, like white light from you, from your heart energy. We talked about how powerful your heart is. Try and send pure love to the whole world, or just focus on your heart, the source of the sun, so you're projecting to the entire world. And hold that image. Hold that little motion picture, as it were, in your mind's eye. Feel the pure love as long as you can. It might be a few seconds to start with. Like if you were it's a few minutes or even longer, it becomes far more powerful. But the mind acts like a series of lenses once you've trained it properly. So it's very much like a microscope or a telescope. Think about seven lenses all lined up, which amplify the light energy used by a telescope or a microscope. The mind works in a similar fashion. When you light up all your emotions in a harmonious way, light up all the lenses were of the mind to focus very powerfully upon one concept, especially higher concepts to help all people, you're actually projecting energy towards those concepts to help the entire world, help a lot of people, right? Now, your mind is powerful. Don't think it's not. We're not taught that in childhood. We're not taught that in school. We're not taught that in churches, right, or by corporations or by governments. But the recent research shows that we are energy beings. We project energy at all times. We radiate energy. All energy radiates. Every molecule, every atom of energy, every atom that exists, structural, material structure, but composed of energy. Electrons are now seen as being not really material, but actually a very high frequency of energy spinning around the atom, nucleus of the atom, right? So energy radiates constantly. Your entire being radiates energy. Now, if you're very sickly and whatnot, it might be a result of negative thinking, negative feeling, negative habits, or maybe some of the diseases you contracted in projecting also unless you maintain a positive state of mind. And a positive state of mind and feeling helps you heal and overcome many conditions. In fact, the healing energy of the loving heart we talked about is profound. There are healers in the world who can heal other people in profound ways. In any case, the ability to concentrate allows the mind to focus upon and create amazing things and conditions. It takes training and work over a period of time. It's something really powerful to work on. Concentration is a great power to nurture and develop. What you want to do is dwell upon positive thoughts throughout the day towards other people. Always think positive thoughts towards other people. Always send them positive energy, not negative. If you're angry at somebody, release it immediately. Forgive it, release it, get rid of it immediately. Don't dwell upon negative thoughts or feelings because you're creating that circumstance. And it comes back upon you most powerfully through the law of reflection. There's also Newton's third law. We talk about that in quantum field psychology, our book about the power of the mind as energy. In our film, The Endless Question, always on Amazon, we talk about how thought projected projects back to you, reflects back to you, bringing with it often much more karma, much more energy attached to it. So, for example, if you dwell upon negative energy towards other people, hatred towards other people, you hate a race or a gender or ethnicity or whatever, then you're actually destroying yourself. That negative energy comes back to you 10 times over or maybe 1,000 times over. You'll cause yourself endless, endless negative consequences. It's called karma in these. In case it works like a series of lenses, the mind that's lined up, it's very, very powerful, especially when you learn how to concentrate. If you're not concentrating, your mind jumps all over the place. Think about 1,000 lenses in your mind. Almost like a fly's eye. You ever see a fly's eye? There are all kinds of lenses in it, right? It's like the mind jumping all over the place. And energy this way and that way, the energies contradict and overlap and cancel each other out and create chaos in your life, which is exponential, which causes all kinds of psychological conditions. People with anxiety, depression, anger, and so forth often have very untrained minds. Their minds are ruled by low emotions. People get locked up in prisons, I can tell you. I've worked in some of those places before. And a lot of people in there were ruled by the lower emotions, by anger, fear, guilt, anxiety, whatever, depression. They got into drugs and alcohol, they got into gangs, they got all kinds of stuff. They took them into the wrong areas, very destructive areas. They end up being locked up, some for their entire lifetimes, which is a real tragedy. To ruin your life and throw it away of having gotten misdirected and childhood in various ways. In any case, so think about it, the first steps to the higher mind, relaxation, very, very powerful, very important. Stay relaxed as best you can all the time, as much as you can. Next is concentration, because the mind focus is a mind very powerful. The mind that can focus for long periods of time upon really high-energy things, help other people, becomes very successful, because successful people in the world have tremendous powers of concentration. They focus upon very high-minded things to help mankind. Look at the greatest minds in the world, Tesla, Elon Musk, Einstein, Edison, the great inventors, the great creators of ideas, concentrate on a very high-level intent to help mankind. And they find various means, technical means, or psychological means, or whatever, to do so. Because the avenues are there. The secrets are there to be discovered. When you're deeply relaxed and concentrating upon high concepts, many ideas will come to you. Many revelations come to you as great insights. This is how Edison would go into, like other like Boston River from Edison, this winter place where he spent many, many years, come to Fort Myers, Florida. He has a home there, which a lot of tourists go into. I can see it from where I live here. It's a really interesting place. You go into these vastly, very long coverage he had, his laboratory, inside. One story goes from bill collectors, although that's true or not. The guy ended up making huge amounts of money. But he also meditate. You go in there and meditate upon ideas, and whatever came to them, of course, you act upon. Nikola Tesla, also a brain inventor, in fact, probably the higher level than this, no offense to Edison, but he tapped into higher levels of thought, a very abstract world, and could visualize a motor, mentioned this before, could visualize an engine he was working on, an electric motor of some type or a turbine, and visualize it in supreme detail, and then bring it forth in physical manifestation to observe how it works and often worked perfectly, because he observed in the mind state how it developed friction and so forth within it. So he could see that in his mind's eye, such a clear vision. I've known chess masters who visualize a chessboard and play chess in their head. I knew a guy in Colorado, I was out there working at university, who was a brilliant mathematician. He had a PhD in mathematics, and he was an international chess champion. He had played chess once in a while. I actually beat him a few times, which infuriated him. He then got 50 books, his friends, his room, and 50 books, chess books. How did this young guy beat me? Anyway, probably luck, you know. He was out of practice. So anyway, he could visualize the chessboard and play in a different room. I'd be sitting in one room, he'd be in the other room. I'd be playing on the board, he'd be seeing his mind's eye. Now, guys like, you know, Bobby Fischer, for example, these great chess masters, could play 100 people at once in speed chess. They'd line up around these big tables. He'd walk around, and inside of these big tables, like a big rectangle, look at the board, make his move, go to the next board. He'd win, like, 98 games and tie two his other international masters. That's how good he was. But also, he'd think so fast, he'd hold board and visualize it perfectly. So there are powers of visualization, creativity, which are enormous. You find them in successful people in life, a great power to concentrate. Now, Bobby Fischer, unfortunately, had emotional issues because he was harassed a lot, abused a lot, really unusual person, he got beat up on it, verbally, emotionally. He was hypersensitive. He was manipulated, he felt, in the chess world. He's being furious. He beats Spassky World Championship, a very famous match, and he missed the first game, didn't even show up, right? Incredible. So he's down 1 point. Usually that means you lose. You're down by 1 point. Usually people win by like half a point, like 12 and a half to 12 in world chess, right? This guy lost the first and didn't show up. Second one, I think he walked out in the middle or whatever. I think he blew the second one too. Then he came back and destroyed Spassky from then on because he opened up with pawn to queen four, a variation that Spassky and his Russian master didn't even think of. He always played pawn to king four. Very different opening. He worked out all possible variations. He destroyed Spassky. Spassky totally fell apart psychologically because Fischer was able to psych him out. People do that quote in sports and competition quite often. In any case, the power to concentrate is profound and often involved in creativity. As you do creative things, you want to be able to visualize different things you're working on. Like a polymath will analyze, say, the fields of mathematics and physics and chemistry and medicine, perhaps come up with new ideas, new insights to combine all three fields together, or four fields together. And talk about Thomas Young in 1903, discovered that light travels in waves. He's a physicist and a medical doctor. Combined his skills together and showed the Royal Academy in England that that light diffracts in such a way it showed that it travels in waveform. In any case, the power to abstract, think abstract, it comes from concentration. I was a kid studying math and physics, as a young kid, I was going to deep states of concentration. I didn't realize what I was doing. But to figure out the stuff I was studying, I must go to a deep state of concentration. Later, I applied that deconcentration in math and physics to the world of psychology, all fields of psychology, come up with quantum field psychology, which combines major theories of psychology with physics, mathematics, topology, calculus. So, a whole new advent how the mind works as an energy field, a whole new paradigm of thought. In case, relaxation, concentration are key. The next big step, the next third tier of this, is the power of identification, which helps open your ego mind to the higher mind. Now, we talked about there's a higher mind within you. The ego mind is three-dimensional. You're pulled by the lower emotions. Thoughts, emotions, they're fixate upon fear, anger, anxiety. Again, the early life experiences we talked about. We go through abuse, verbal, emotional, physical, sexual abuse in childhood. Many kids do, or neglect. It's unfortunate, so it really knocks them off course. You have these wrong tangents, right? You have parents who have very bad habits. They imitate their parents. You get way off course in life, make a lot of mistakes. They pay for it. You must relearn those lessons. In any case, identification with a higher power, knowing you're connected to a higher power, to a higher mind within you, allows that higher mind to communicate much more directly with your ego mind, the lower mind. Connection allows the higher frequency of the higher mind to transform the lower frequency of energy. Think how a transformer works. right? A transformer takes one set of frequencies, lowers them down to a lower frequency. So, for example, you have transformers in your home, which take the house current and lower it down to be used on various electrical devices you have in your home. As a transformer, your power device is a step down the energy. You see them by coils, not done by solid-state electronics. That's a transformer. So that same effect occurs from your higher mind talking to your lower mind. Once you allow the lower mind to open up to the higher mind. Let's go back. We talked before about how your self-esteem and self-image are the nucleus of the mind. So think of the mind as that energy system. At the very core of your being, from your very first age of life, even before you're born, your self-esteem and self-identity are forming, especially after you're born. Your first days, weeks, months of life, are you treated by other people? Are you treated by the outside world? Are you kept comfortable? Are you abused? Are you ignored? Are you abandoned? How childhood is created profoundly affects the self-esteem and self-image. And that is in the nucleus of what evolves later. The next level evolves. Prosper Smith's trust, but child trusts the outside world or not, trust themselves or not. So folks, talking today, Dr. Ron Dalrymple, on mind shock, of the evolution of the mind and how you can develop your contact with the higher mind, which is inside everybody. Everybody has this, folks. Very important information. So please stick around. We'll be back in a few minutes. Word from our sponsors.
This show is brought to you by BarkBox, free box to all listeners of Mind Shock. Go to BarkBox.com/MindShock. Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity, things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything. And once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Paradise Found 2015 is a film that sparks of intrigue about the discovery of quantum field psychology. Throw in a sexy spy story, a conflict between father and son against the backdrop of NASA, and interspersed with World War II flashback combat scenes, and you'll be surprised to discover the foundation of a whole new theory of mind. Rent or buy Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com. and prepare for the explosive conclusion. That's Paradise Lost 2015. At Amazon.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
A complete mind development course, The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, helps you develop your concentration, memory, imagination, and more, all to help you program your mind towards success. But it's not a boring read. You are taken on a journey with a young man who is trying to start his own business and immerses himself into a journey of self-discovery. A powerful book that you can read again and again. Get The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com. The Inner Manager at Amazon.com. Remember, positive impacts. www.healthylife.net.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock. Talking today about developing the mind. You can develop your mind to contact higher frequencies within you, which the most successful people in the world have done. Talk for about Mozart to tap into higher levels of music. You write down all the music, all the instruments of a certain section. I told you to do like one section per day. You write down like all the wind, all the, you know, the wind instruments. You write down all the music for them, what new song he's creating, a new symphony he's creating in one sitting. And he'd do like the brass another day, and he'd do like the strings and do drums one another. So he could hear it all in his mind's ear and lay it down perfectly without trying to play it on a piano. Whereas most musicians will compose, you know, that's what they play, like, you know, Bach, Beethoven, these guys, because Beethoven went deaf later. He used to bite on a piece of wood, so he goes, on a piano, so he could hear the vibrations, whereas your inner ear could hear the vibrations through the skull. His ears didn't work. In any case, most musicians will practice and see how it sounds, but some can actually hear, like, I say, all musicians can hear music in their mind's ear. Now, if you play music, you can hear music, you know, hear it very, very clearly, and then the key is to be able to reproduce it. Some are very good at it. Some are more like me, where I have like 10 thumbs, but I try. It's fun. In any case, being able to tap that higher mind brings in profound insights and ideas. You take somebody like Sir Francis Bacon, who is a Shakespearean play by many sources. He would say, according to his muse, we talked about before, he tapped that higher state of mind to bring that muse down to earth and bring out brilliant ideas. He was raised, of course, in a royal family. His true mother was Elizabeth I, and she kept it hidden. She tended to be the Virgin Queen. Otherwise, her husband, Robert Dudley, was taking over the throne, so she kept that a secret. So Francis Bacon was raised in this great bizarre situation, told never to tell, nor else. He was denied his kingship, he would become king in 1603. Then went to James VI of Scotland, became James I. And then a long series of corruption followed because these really corrupt individuals were behind that manipulation. They knew that he was, Bacon was the true heir to the throne. They made threats against his life. He's a quite brilliant person. He created modern day science with his 1620, a book called Novum Organum, called Scientific Method. He did many great things in any case. He was able to court that muse for years in this brilliant place that were written, Shakespearean plays. He's a group of writers, of course, he's helped by others, but he's a primary inspiration. So in any case, you also find scientific inspiration. Scientific ideas come from the ability to tap into that higher mind. The higher mind is there for everybody. We must learn how to access it. That's done through relaxation, concentration, identification with that higher power. It also means changing our self-esteem and self-image. Those are damaged in early childhood. They can be transformed from developing super positive self-esteem. You know, believe in yourself, totally love yourself, but also love others, and always be humble. That's a very important part of it. You must always be humble, you don't become arrogant. Love ourselves too much, it can come narcissism, and arrogance can take you away, of course. If you don't love yourself, you might get depressed, feel negative and whatnot, in anxiety states and so forth, maybe anger, rage as a result, all kinds of emotions come out, because it's just so unsatisfying. But once you have that very positive self-esteem, that very positive self-identity, understanding you have great powers inside you, you have great potential, you have infinite worth, everyone listening, you have infinite worth inside you, you have infinite power inside you, you have great light inside you waiting to come out, waiting to be transformed to who you can become in this world. You have powers inside you, you haven't dreamed of them. I mean, you haven't dreamed of them. You haven't born forth yet because you've been convinced by the outside world that you're this, you're that, you're step on. People try to hold you back. Your family might try to hold you back and try to learn new things. They're threatened by it. Because you then are a rule breaker. You know, you're breaking the form they're used to. We often grow up in families that are a little bit more creative. Families do not like the fact that we're different. We have creative ideas. We go in different directions. It threatens them. Threatens them profoundly because who do you think you are, blah, 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 you know. To go off and get, you know, more educated, do different things and whatever. A lot of folks go through that, but okay, so be it. You must let go of that and realize you must follow your own karma within. You must follow your own higher power, which is within you. A higher power will direct you, not other people. Some people can help, certainly. Some will be great inspiration. Some are not. If they're not, you must find an inner source that will lead you your true path. In case of those who are abused and neglected have a lot to overcome, it's a lot of hard work. You haven't come to therapy. I've been doing therapy for many, many decades of people, about every type of individual and diagnosis I've seen over the years, that gives you an opportunity to really study how these things work. In any case, the probably most of fixations within distort how the energy comes through you. You know, there's energy coming into you, higher source and whatnot, the life source itself, which is in your heart, and also resonates with your mind as well, or in your heart. So distorted lenses project energy around you, which is negative and self-destructive. Once you get rid of those fixations, you can project very positive energy around you at all times. You develop an attitude of gratitude at all times. You see the good in all things and in all people. You see the best in all people and encourage them and lift them up. If I'm working in prisons, I see that you give people positive energy, positive reinforcement, positive feedback, and it helps them. Because they're in a very negative place. And the whole world often despises them. because they've been locked up. They believe they're guilty. Most of them are guilty, but some are not. Some are innocent. But they're all human beings who made mistakes, got off course in life, made blunders. They're still human beings. They still have these great powers inside them. Once they're taught to reorganize their thoughts and emotions, they can reshift that and realize they have the power to work for much greater things in life and achieve great things still. Even people doing life in prison can have a very useful life by being educated. They have all kinds of classes and courses they can take. Some become pastors. Some get their college degrees or even advanced degrees online. Right? I knew one guy who actually got a PhD in psychology online. I'm not sure it changed him much, but that's a different story. But the point is you can learn all kinds of things. It can help you tremendously to learn and grow, have that kind of an attitude. Even they made terrible mistakes beforehand, and some, like I said, are innocent. Most are not. They can still turn it around and really make something positive out of their lives. Some write books. Some write great books. In any case, the key is to transform self-identity and self-esteem to a much higher state. Remember, we talked about thoughts are like electrical activity. Your thoughts form an electrical template, as it were, a thought energy template, or a thought form, which you want to create. You put behind it, you power it with the magnetic emotional energy of pure love, of high energy, of joy, harmony. You project that, you make things happen of positive nature. We all have that power to do that. And the more you radiate those powers, the more you create those circumstances in your life, the more your life works for you, not against you. And you go forth and create all kinds of great things happen. So, each person can create amazing things. Now, the ego mind came to hold us back. I work in the world of science. Also in the world of creativity, work in film, work in publishing, all kinds of stuff. But there are all kinds of egos. But the egos out there don't like it when you're different. You know? You have ideas from theirs, really threatens them big time. Especially in the world of science. You come out and say, well, we've got three-dimensional, it's n-dimensional. You can study this, of course, in higher mathematics. Dimensional spaces you deal with and whatnot. And as then approaches infinity. And that's true, because that's the way energy works. Folks, talking today, Dr. Ron Dalrymple on MindShot. My favorite topic is about how to contact the higher mind, how to transform your life from wherever it is now to a much higher state of success and well-being. Come right back. Word from our sponsors, folks.
Here's a fun, stimulating program that can teach you how to develop your own powers of creation. It uses a three-part mind, stimulating approach to get you to develop your own creative thinking. It will help you create a powerful self-image and helps you see how you can take creative action. You'll develop your thinking power and your skills, and you can do this in 8 days. Get Dr. Ron Dalrymple's book, 8 Days to Creative Power, on Amazon.com. Overcome your problems with the step-by-step guide. So get 8 days to creative power on Amazon.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
A complete mind development course, The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, helps you develop your concentration, memory, imagination, and more, all to help you program your mind towards success. But it's not a boring read. You are taken on a journey with a young man who is trying to start his own business and immerses himself into a journey of self-discovery. A powerful book that you can read again and again. Get The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com. The Inner Manager at Amazon.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity, things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything, and once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network. We'll be right back.
folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock. Talking about how the ego mind can hold us back in life big time. The ego, again, is a three-dimensional structure we form in life by the age of five. It's often dominated by the lower emotions, fear, anxiety, guilt, self-contempt, depression, anger, anxiety, so forth, like negative emotions we learn early in childhood. You're abused by other kids, by siblings, by parents, by teachers, by whoever, whatnot. A lot of kids go through abuse from super sensitive, and then distorts, as it were, their ego. And that influences them the rest of their lives until they change it. We talked before about first you have the core of the mind, the nucleus, is self-esteem and self-image. The next level is trust versus mistrust or distrust, which is where you learn to trust the world or not, and trust yourself or not. So that trust is very important. You've been abused or neglected. You probably don't trust other people. You don't trust the outside world. You learn to trust very sparingly. Most people don't trust very well, very far. So it takes some training and conditioning to change that. It's learning how to control your life at higher levels and so forth. You're not controlled by your old emotions. It also takes forgiveness. Forgive those who hurt you before and you be forgiven. Truly let go of it. If you don't let go of it, it will control you forever. Your old anger especially, poisons the mind and emotions. People who create horrific acts of violence against other people are often driven by humiliation, leading into anger, rage against other people, and therefore vicious attacks of revenge taken upon other human beings, which can be profoundly deadly and harms many, many, many people's lives, you know. So anger especially is to be avoided. You want to stay calm, relaxed, cool, let go of everything. Don't let people, if I step on you, release, let go. Don't buy into it. I'm not saying be a wallflower. Let people step on you, but don't be controlled by the negative emotions and my result. We teach you how to be assertive, deal with situations, set limits and whatnot. Do not tolerate abuse by any means, but also don't get stuck on the anger is the point. Again, develop that self-identity. You have greatness inside you, great powers inside you, great possibilities, great creativity, which we all have. But always be humble. Being humble is profoundly important. So the ego mind can be transformed to a higher level of set of frequencies, to a higher set of frequencies where it functions more like the higher mind, right? The inner mind. So what you want to do is raise up the ego mind to a higher state of functioning, to connect with that higher mind within. The higher mind's always trying to talk to you. It's like knocking on the door. Well, an ego mind that fixated is like a walnut. Trying to knock on the door doesn't want to open, right? What we're going to do is eventually drop those walls, drop those fixations, let go of all the old negative stuff, and let break through, start thinking higher thoughts, better thoughts, more positive thoughts, more loving thoughts, seek harmony, listen to great music, get exercise, think positive thoughts as best you can. We all friends are very positive, best you can. You know, long-term friendships are very helpful, very good to have. Be very forgiving towards other people, non-judgmental. Don't judge them, don't condemn them. Always bless them. If they made mistakes, they often come back. If you condemn them, they won't come back. You built a wall there, right? Not necessary. Remember, they're just human beings and people make mistakes. Better forgive and let go. If we don't forgive, we become blind to our fixation. That's another point to think about. There are a lot of negative fixations within. We become blind to various things. We're blind to other people. We don't see them as people. We see them as objects. In fact, a thing called object relations theory, which figures into personality disorders. There's 11 types, according to Milan, which is a book I like. We wrote a book called Mind Games People Play. I want to check that out. All the mind games people play. It covers personality disorders, psychological offenses, and how it all works. Very, very interesting stuff. But people form these fixations and delusions in the mind, these false beliefs, based on those thought, emotion, fixations. And to release all that stuff, it takes work with each person, each kind of fixation, to help them get beyond that, into the high-functioning being they can become, that high-functioning creative being that they're meant to be. So, ego mind can raise its frequencies to higher levels. It's done by the ego mind identifying with the higher power, not the external world. That's the big key. You identify with the higher power within you. You understand that you at your highest level are that higher power. That's who you are. That's who you're meant to be. Life is a growth process. You start out in this lower state of mind, hope you keep growing and developing to be in a state of consciousness into the higher conscious being. That's who you're meant to be, the higher conscious person, capable of creating great things. capable of changing the world in your own little way or a big way, help other people, to raise them up. Identifying with the higher power, not the external world, is a huge key here. The external world is very transient. The world of energy, which changes shape and form as a function of what we project into it. So as a mass population, we project out thoughts, emotions, and ideas, we transform the world around us. Literally, the thought energy of all of mankind at any given time, the 7 billion some people on the planet, influences the planet, what happens here. Influences the weather. Influences how people think and feel and how cultures develop. Influences the development of wars and so forth, depressions, which are totally unnecessary. They're driven by lower emotions, which is greed, anger, resentment, and so forth. Hatred of other people for no reason but superficial constructs. In any case, the impact of the creative mind, creative power of mind, of all of mankind, influences the world powerfully at any given time. We each have a responsibility to work towards elevating our consciousness, but other people do the same thing to transform the world. We all have that power to do it. So you are controlled, or you are gifted, I should say, by your inner powers. You need not be controlled by the external world unless you allow it. If you allow it, you're being controlled by outside forces, which in most cases you don't want. Unless they're very positive, inspirational, they can influence you when you're young and so forth, even when you're older, but not controlled by it. It's your choice because you have free will. So very often we get trapped in the external world, thinking it's the ultimate reality, which it is not. This distracts the powers of the mind and traps much energy in the illusions around us that we are creating. When we focus on various thoughts and empower with emotion, we're projecting the thought energy in a manner described by topological mathematics, as explained in our book, Quantum Field Psychology. That's on Amazon, published in 2004. 20-year anniversary, we're going to release another version of that soon as well. We're redoing all the old books, a lot of new books now, new digital publishing coming out. In any case, the idea is that you project energy explained by topological mathematics. Is that interesting, right? The mind as an energy field can be explained in terms of math and physics, and this book does it. I'm not sure any other book out there that does that. But really the change in paradigm, combining psychology with the hard sciences, which has never been done before, my knowledge in any case. It creates momentums, you project energy, creates momentums from your thoughts and emotions, the entire worlds re-enter. So what you create, you're entering. So you create these worlds of belief, you enter into them, and pay the consequences that involve them. So folks, talking today, Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock, the true powers of mind, they're vast and vastly beyond our normal comprehension. In any case, folks, be right back. A brief word from our sponsors.
Paradise Found 2015 is a film that sparks of intrigue about the discovery of quantum field psychology. Throw in a sexy spy story, a conflict between father and son against the backdrop of NASA, and interspersed with World War II flashback combat scenes, and you'll be surprised to discover the foundation of a whole new theory of mind. Rent or buy Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com and prepare for the explosive conclusion. That's Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity. Things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything, and once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Quantum Field Psychology, Second Edition, is an astounding book on the new theory of mind. It is the first unified field theory that incorporates the influence of the mind and emotion on physical reality, the universe, and even other minds. It actually integrates all modern psychology with quantum physics, mathematics, Western, and Eastern spiritual beliefs. It's the true bridge between science and spirituality. Get your copy of Quantum Field Psychology, Second Edition, by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, on Amazon.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple again on Mind Shock, made by True Powers in the Mind, the powers you have inside you and within you, which are to be evolved and developed, are absolutely amazing. In any case, when you think about and feel certain things, you create, also known by the law of attraction, it goes way beyond that. There's the laws of creation, the vast amount of law of attraction. Law of attraction is attract to you what you're thinking, feeling, putting out there. That's true. We covered that in a book, The Inner Manager, we talked about earlier. That's all covered. It's covered long before the law of attraction came out. Like the ideas go back thousands of years, these are not new. They go back to ancient Greece, India, Egypt. The powers of mind have been known for thousands of years by various organizations. Been suppressed, but the darker forces don't want people to know. They want you to know what you have inside you. But then you're free. You are a free being. You're a free, self-created, very powerful being with great energy inside you. You don't need to be enslaved by these crooked governments, believe me. Governments are often corrupt. One of my small groups of criminals who want to steal your assets, steal your money, steal your life. In any case, when you think various thoughts and emotions, you project out various momentums, which carries you into various worlds. So, for example, suppose you start to really emulate certain people in history have been very, very negative, very evil. Maybe you think they're great, start trying to idealize them, but will become like them and live a lifestyle which patterns your activity after them and destroying yourself, right? So momentums are mass times velocity. In the physical world, mass times velocity, or MV, is momentum. Now, in the energy world, of course, in the integration of such, the integration of these velocities and masses, which you project, is not so simple. More complex. We cover that in quantum field psychology. Also, I filmed The Endless Question. That touches on that a little bit. We have a new version coming out soon, quantum field psychology, too. This is more mathematics about how the mind works. In any case, momentums are projected from you in various thoughts and emotions. You often get stuck in endless sequences of karma as a result. What you send out in thought, emotion, energy bounds, rebounds all over the world and the universe and comes back to you, like I said before, often 10 times or 100 times, 1,000 times over in various forms to smack you back whatever you sent out there. Teach you not to do it. It's negative stuff or it's positive stuff to lift you up and give you more opportunities. So, we're stuck in endless sequences of karma, endless lifetimes we can live. We've created our misperceptions. Here's the point. You have all these confusions and whatnot in childhood. Your thoughts and emotions are confused and scramble around. And then create these lifestyles, these momentums that we then live out, maybe for a whole lifetime, never discovering we made a wrong turn a long time ago. Or we learned way too late. You have to lock up in prison or maybe even worse than that. In any case, making those wrong turns, those wrong left turns, we don't want to do. It's best to avoid those, to learn from other people. So, remember, you always pay the karma what you do, because it works like reflection. It's energy. Your thought, every thought, emotion, behavior you have projects energy and comes back to you. You pay for what you do. That's why this training is so important, to train your thoughts, always be positive, always be loving, always be kind towards other people, and keep your emotions joyful, harmonious, loving, as best you can. A lot of folks don't buy that, and then people say, no, that's crazy, you know what I'm talking about? Well, I can tell you what works and what doesn't work. That works tens of, I don't know, maybe 30,000 patients over years. I can tell you what works. So what happens is what rebounds back to you, you must work out later. All because we made certain missteps along the way. This is described in our book, Quantum Psychology on Amazon, also again, The Endless Question. Now, thoughts can project onto a target surface or into it. That's called surjective versus injective mappings from one mind to another. You project thoughts to another person, your thoughts in, particularly on their outer mind, as it were, or to their inner mind, depending on what frequency they are. Lower-level thoughts project surjectively onto the surface of their mind. Deeper-level thoughts, higher-level thoughts, project to their higher mind within. Those are injective. That's explained again in quantum field psychology. Fascinating stuff, really. They explain how the mind works by mathematics. Isn't that amazing? Fun stuff. Anyway, so again, see the film Endless Questions. More information on this, Endless Questions on Amazon Prime. The mind, in fact, can be described as an energy field, which transcends the physical brain. This is the real kicker that most scientists can't get. And yet, Rensselaer Institute, MIT, has shown that the body emanates energy. My proposition, thought energy also projects, and this goes back to ancient texts. I'll study the higher laws and whatnot from many different sources. You see arcane secret sources, as they were studying this lifetime, since the age of 19, studying these concepts. Now 74, how many years is that? Well, it's a few. In any case, the point is the answers are there, but you have to dig. There's a lot of substantiation to the fact that the mind is an energy field we transcend the physical brain. It's a whole new look at who and what we are. And it changes all of science. You say, just like Francis Bacon changed science in 1620, the Novum Organum, this also changes science. This is a whole new step ahead because it analyzes science in terms of the mind as energy influences everything you're working on. If you're doing research, for example, your expectations for the outcome of the research will influence how the research flows. Okay, that's why so much research comes out as baloney. Each person gets different results. They have different expectations. Maybe 5%, according to the statistician I knew at the University of Maryland when I was there many years ago, stated that 95% of social science research is baloney, 95%. In part, that's the reason you're trying to analyze billions of variables with three or four dimensions, perhaps. Very hard to do. But it's this law of expectation where people put into it what they expect to happen, so they influence that. Maybe 5% is really good. But now with quantum field psychology, we see the mind as energy. We study it as an energy field. It's a much more accurate analysis of how it works. You say, it's a whole new level of science. So the mind is an energy field. And they explain, well, it's physics. Well, yeah, of course, we talked about that in the film, The Endless Question. So his premises include, since we're energy beings, we create energy to other beings around us. So you project energy to those around you at all times. Now, very often, a couple is very close, very much in love. They pick up thoughts. They'll think one thing, and the other person thinks the same thing. Sometimes siblings have this ability, or a mother and a child, or a father and a child, or just friends. You might have really close friends you're in synchrony with. Like musicians often have this, because musicians must feel with each other, feel the emotions with each other, and feel the music. So I often have that intuitive sense where you know what the other guy's going to go, and so you're playing lead guitar, he's playing rhythm. You feel like the lead guitar is going, and the rhythm guy knows how to follow it. So it's a drummer, so it's a bass. They can follow it because they know what frequency to build into it to make it match. Also, it gets in levels of thought and emotion. In terms of sports, the same thing happens. You see these great sports teams. The best teams, for example, I have a quarterback, several receivers who are very intuitive with each other, like a tight end, like a quarterback and tight end. They work together for years. They know each other's thoughts, emotions. They can read each other. They can sense where the guy's going to go. They tell his body emotions and whatnot. They read them. They know where to go. So it's amazing how they work together to score more points. So great, great football teams, baseball teams, basketball teams. The players must think in synchrony together, in harmony. The key is to think in harmony with each other, not in opposition. If you're in opposition, it's going to cause conflict if things fall apart. Doesn't it? So we're also very intuitive beings. We have great powers of intuition. And we can sense and read what other people are projecting. Okay? Often women have this power more than men. They're born with the ability, but they must, of course, do childbearing, very, very difficult work. Give them huge credit for what they do. A very, very difficult, toughest job in the world is being a mother. Give them all credit for that. Give them lots of love and respect for that. And they must tune into the child and love the child to help the child grow. So, however, men can also develop that power of intuition by tuning into their emotions. Men are taught to suppress their emotions in childhood. The big mistake. Instead, you later tune into it, learn how to feel the situation, the better you can feel emotions, your own emotions, and also feel other people's as well. So when we're doing therapy, we must connect with the other person. It's called empathy. You must empathize what they're thinking and feeling. That's why you can almost read their minds. Believe me, you can read my people's minds in this profession more than people realize. I shouldn't say that, but it's true. not just reading the body language, you actually feel your thoughts, your emotions, and so forth. So we're all intuitive beings. You know, if you develop that sense, read what other people are projecting. It's a very, very powerful sense. It's like a whole different language. If you block it out, you make yourself blind to it. So what people are projecting can also be explained with topological mathematics, right? That a frequency of thought can be explained by energy equals the integration of mc squared over the square root 1 minus f squared over c squared. I see mathematicians out there and physicists. Most of you don't need to worry about that. This means that as you raise the frequency of your thoughts and emotions, you raise your energy field. As you raise it, f squared over c squared, this goes back to my basic equations, like energy transformation, so into matter, energy-matter related, you see. So as you raise your conscious frequencies, you're much more creative, you're much more of an energy being. You can create what you're thinking and feeling explained by quantum physics, you see. It's all there. Again, read Quantum Field Psychology and The Endless Question, see that film, and also read our book, The Inner Manager. That's the earlier form of much more complex theory. Inner Manager, second edition revised, Mastering Business, Home, and Self. Now it's free on Amazon. By the time you get this message, it'll probably be 99 cents. Sorry about that. Still a heck of a bargain. It's an invaluable book. I think I mentioned that book and transform your life. If you don't believe me, read it. And please let us review. Well, folks, for the time for today, Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock, talking about the power of the mind. We're going to talk a lot more next time about more of this. The mind is very, very powerful. Your emotions combined with it, when you organize them the proper way, you can create in your life vast, amazing things. It's all there for you. Check out The Inner Manager, folks. Read that book. Give us a review. We love you for it. Thanks a lot. Hang in there. Think positive. Do positive things. We can transform this world. Dr. Ron Dalrymple signing off. See you next time.
This show is brought to you by Audible. Free trial to all listeners of Mind Shock. Visit audibletrial.com/mindshock. Get 366 Proverbs of Peace, Prosperity, and Power with Dr. Ron Dalrymple's book, I Love You, God. This book will lift you up when you are down, as it helps you focus on positive higher thoughts. It helps you attain peace and harmony every day. It will even help you build better relationships, self-esteem, and get a better feeling of self-worth. I Love You, God is the perfect book to bring peace to the world one person at a time. Get your copy of I Love You, God by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Here's an opportunity you won't want to miss. Dr. Ron Dalrymple is taking on some new clients to coach them to success using the most powerful creation tool you have, your mind. Get timeless secrets on a plethora of his programs designed to help you be your most successful you. Explore the laws of creation. Learn how to unleash your inner genius and so much more. Visit Dr. Ron's website today at drrondalrymple2.com. That's drrondalrymple2.com.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.